I think that many people have, many Christians have a grasp of the doctrines of Christianity. Many Christians have a grasp of the importance of prayer and reading the Bible and so forth. The trappings also of Christianity. But I think very few Christians have a grasp of the story, the underlying story. That's how I tend to view things, is in the form of a narrative, of a story. When I read the Bible, when I think about the universe, when I contemplate the human condition and so forth, I think about it in terms of a story. I approach it the way I always have since I've been a child, which is to see the story, to find the story. The story is what's really important. More than the dogma, the story. If you understand the story, then you understand the important doctrines that go along with it. If you don't understand the story, then you're holding on to dogmas and doctrines that you don't really comprehend. You're just doing it for the sake of religion, for lack of a better term. And the story of the gospel, which is intrinsic to the story of the human race, is so absolutely amazing. It is the most dramatic story that could ever be told. It is dramatic both in terms of its of the dreadful consequences associated with being on the wrong side of the gospel. And it's dramatic in the unimaginable joys and pleasures that are associated with receiving, acceptance of the gospel. But the story itself is so misunderstood because we've all gone through, most of us who are Christians and who have been for a long time, have gone through some kind of what I call Sunday school indoctrination. See, when I was in Sunday school, and I don't mean this to be a slight to anyone, but when I think that Sunday school was one of the most detrimental things that's ever happened to my mind, that's ever happened to my thought process during the formative years of my life, because a Sunday school robs you of the adventure of the story. And so when you spend time as a child coloring pictures of a goofy looking hippie Jesus with sandals and a big, thumbs up and a big smiley face or something, what's unintentionally happening, or whether it be of the prophet Elijah or Noah or Moses or whoever, what's happening unintentionally and inadvertently is you're being indoctrinated with a very banal perspective on the story. So many people with good intentions are trying to tell you as a child the story, of the Bible, of the gospel, but they're presenting it to you as a child, in most cases, in most churches, in a way that strips out of it every all the good parts, let's say, all the adventurous parts, all the dynamic parts, all the deep parts are stripped out. And so in a very real sense, what you're left with is a color book paradigm of the gospel. And of course, all the goofy plays and all the different things that are part of church life for so many people end up being very detrimental in the end to their perspective as believers. Because I found that I had to rediscover. I understood the tenets of the gospel, and I've always had a relationship with the Lord. I had very, and due to this day, a very good father. My mother died when I was 14, but I had very good parents. Who taught me very well, very good upbringing. My father was a pastor for most of my life. So, but I found that I had to rediscover the adventure of the gospel, the adventure of what it means to be a human being, to be alive. This story that we've been talking about that we're all involved in, and reintroduce into my paradigm all those pieces that were unintentionally stripped out. And it's the depth and the grit and the seriousness of the story that I think that in some ways children are even able to grasp more than adults, because at the time I was in many ways bored with Christianity when I was a child.
Oh yeah, me too.
Bored with it, absolutely disgusted with Sunday school, and yet absolutely enraptured in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here, I could have been presented with the truth of the planet on which we live, of the history of our race. I could have been presented with that truth as a youngster, as a youngling, as they say in Star Wars. I could have been presented with that, the reality of the truth, and I would have absolutely devoured it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been so relevant to me and adventurous, and I was so hungry for it without even knowing what it was. And there would always seem like there's something missing. There's more. There's so much more to this than coloring books and songs and plays and Easter plays and Christmas plays and you know, all these things that are coming from good intentions but are quite banal and superfluous to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I encourage people who have children. Don't strip away the gritty things out of the gospel.
Yeah.
Don't strip away the deep things, the mysterious things. Don't strip away the dark things.
Mm-hmm.
Give your children the story as it's laid out from Genesis to Revelation. Give it to them. Don't dumb it down. Don't make it a coloring book. Don't reduce the patriarchs of the Old Testament to, you know, goofy looking color book characters. Don't do that to children. Give them the meat and they'll digest it,
mm-hmm,
in some ways better than you will.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the world that they're about to grow up in. And I don't know why I got off on this tangent, but I've got four kids. Especially in the world that they're growing up in, because they will be alive during disclosure. If it's not us, it'll be them.
Yeah.
And they will definitely be alive during the genetic revolution. So they need to know, and they need to know early on. The story of humanity is so incredible, fascinating, adventurous, dire, dramatic. And I think we all need to be delving deeper into it and to stay focused on it and not be distracted by different frivolous religious things that take us away from understanding the deep truths that are available to everybody, to children. Remember the early church. In some cases, the majority of those who received the gospel in the early church, at least in terms of from the perspective of the Roman Empire and from the Roman emperors in a historical context, were slaves,
mm-hmm,
and women and children. And that was one of the criticisms against the early church by the intellectuals of the time, by the Roman, even the Roman emperors. And the philosophers, was that this gospel of Jesus Christ was only being received by the simple and the foolish.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, wasn't entirely true. But it is true that it was the prostitutes and the lowly that were so attracted to Jesus.
Yeah.
The throngs that were gathering around him, that were pressing in to touch him and to embrace him and to hear him, were in many cases the simpletons,
mm-hmm,
and the lowly, as I said, and the prostitutes and the beggars. Because the gospel, it's amazing, the deepest truths in the universe are not reserved for the secret societies, for the initiated, for the intelligentsia, for the philosophers. The deepest truths of the universe are available to children and to slaves and to beggars, because these are truths that are received in the spirit. They're transmitted to us. Jesus said, "The words which I speak to you are spirit and they're life." They're not just formulations. They weren't just formulations of the Greek language or the Aramaic language. They were literally spirit and life to those who were hearing them and receiving them, bypassing the mechanisms of the mind and going straight into the depths of the heart. That's the power of the gospel. The true mysteries of the universe can be transmuted, transmitted to believers in that way, directly from the Lord, directly from the Spirit of God. And that's my encouragement to people is that capability to absorb the deep truth is in everyone, but especially in children. And I don't know why.